did Westinghouse also, in their military effort, get into the 400 cycle transformer business instead of 60 cycles? This would be for aircraft.
Yes, I was perhaps more responsible for that than anyone else. The small motor division in Lima, Ohio, had gotten some contracts to develop direct current generators for aircraft use, had a great deal of difficulty in the development, and I got involved in it because they were having so many problems, and we brought some people in who could assist them and encourage them when they were becoming discouraged, and we finally succeeded in designing a 200 ampere, 28 volt DC generator that was very, very effective, very good, and as a matter of fact, the Westinghouse design was finally used by our competitors, and that then went on to a 400 ampere DC generator. And it became apparent that as aircraft got larger and larger, you couldn't afford the weight of the copper required to move 28 volt power around an airplane. So I had some experience with 400 cycle equipment for other purposes, and I talked to Ted Holliday, who was an Air Force colonel at the time at Wright Field, and we jointly decided that we were going to press very hard for 400 cycle power for aircraft. And we did develop some transformers and alternators, and eventually there were some variable speed transmissions that were developed out of Westinghouse that were applied so that you had rather good 400 cycle power supplies on aircraft at fairly high kilowatt ratings, so that after World War II ended, this really came into its own then. Up to the end of World War II, almost all the military aircraft had the 28-volt DC power supplies.
Were there any interesting little stories that happened, or you could tell us at that beginning of, I won't say conflict, but discussion, well, you can't do this, or you can do that?
Oh, I remember one. There, sometimes you had to use brute force methods. Engineering people in the Air Force were insisting on for the 200 ampere DC generator a weight of 38 or 39 pounds, and this meant that you had to use magnesium castings and do things of this sort, and we discovered very soon that the magnesium casting that went between the generator and the engine just wouldn't hold. They would break under extreme engine vibrations, especially on the engines that went on the B-24 that had a butter paddle type propeller, and they really shook things. So I got into the act again and decided that we just better stop wasting time until the Air Force, they're going to have to add a pound and a half to the weight of the generator, and we started using a forged molybdenum steel in bell and mount, and that time it started pulling studs out of the engine, and I said, it's your problem now. So our equipment was no longer breaking.